If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junk's text line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can always text us 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
Lido Pizza, always a hit. I had a lot of Lido Pizza over the weekend because we had 20 girls over to the house for an 8-year-old birthday party. Yeah. I ordered Lido Pizza.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And I ordered three large.
Yep.
Got through two of them, so there's a lot of leftover.
Perfect.
Nice.
You know what? You always end up over-purchasing when you have a party at the house.
Yeah.
And that's better than not getting enough.
Sure.
But when you have to figure out how much the little kids eat.
Yeah.
Lido's great because the squares are small.
That's right.
But at a party, they still only eat like two.
I know, but the leftovers are just spectacular. So
don't even need to heat it up. Just grab it right out of the box in the fridge. Eat some cold Lido pizza.
We just finished last night.
Spectacular.
I hope that some of the Lido pizza you ordered had the thick cut pepperoni on it.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay.
I mean, for kids, you tend to buy a lot of cheese.
It should be cheese, cheeses, and a pepperoni.
It was two cheeses, a pepperoni with half green pepper on the pepperoni.
It's pretty good, too. I would take that. All right, prepare to be entertained. It's time now for EB's entertainment page.
All right, Cakes, the entertainment page, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask with my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll set you up. Of course, you can always check them out online. Check out their entire selection at BMWFairfax.com. Used, pre-owned, new, all that stuff right there. All right, you remember we talked about Kim Delaney, the hot cop from NYPD Blue back in the day? And she was arrested for domestic violence with her husband. Apparently, more details are coming out. And according to TMZ, Kim Delaney and her husband were fighting for 2 days before they were both brought into the police station. I believe she was arrested. I don't think he was. And reportedly, what happened is she tried to run over her husband in her car.
Oh.
And then he has video. He showed the cops the video.
That sounds like it has escalated past a regular, like, skirmish between
the couple.
That's
like a two-day... who knows what was going on. And I guess he had left at one point, and then when he came back, she tried to run him over. Who knows? So bad news over there. Just more details on that. The Justin Bieber stuff, it looks like where there's smoke, there's fire. Drab, do you have an opinion on this? He keeps putting out these Instagram videos where he just looks terrible. He looks gaunt. He looks hollow-eyed. Yesterday, remember the story was that Hailey Bieber unfollowed him. She later put out a statement, said, no, it was just a glitch. Okay. You ever had that glitch, Cakes, where
someone was unfollowed?
Yeah. I don't know. He looks terrible. Have you seen any of these videos? Have you seen any? What do you, have an opinion, Drab?
I mean, if he's battling addiction, then I...
looks like he's in the throes of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean... hopefully he's getting some serious help. And I mean, it really is none of our business. I know everyone like is attacking him, and I don't know. I mean, he doesn't look great. I'll
he
say
looks
that.
Terrible.
But,
I feel bad for him.
Yeah. I mean, I hope everything's all right. But
does
yeah,
he still put out music?
Well, suppose he's been working on an album.
Yeah.
He's supposed to put out something, you know, I think fairly soon. But yeah, he looks terrible. You know, remember they did one of those. He did that YouTube series years ago. I remember my daughters were watching it. I saw a little one of them, and he would have to. He had all these things he had to do because I think he had a pretty strong opioid addiction. Mm-hmm. And one of those things he got into, like, you know how Gilbert Arenas would get into one of those things you sleep in with the oxygen chamber,
like
thing?
A hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, he was doing all that. He was doing all kinds of stuff. I think.
Look, the reality is most child prodigies, whether they're athletic prodigies like Tiger Woods or a musical prodigy like Justin Bieber, they never really end up well-grounded, normal people. It's tough.
It is tough. By the way, I don't know why this comes to mind.
You become very rich, and there are some great benefits, but you don't live that normal
existence.
I thought
there were some theories he had another illness. It wasn't an addiction.
Remember,
I'm not saying he doesn't have an addiction. I thought there was another
illness. His face got, like, paralyzed.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a bad case of Bell's palsy or something.
Right.
So he didn't tour for a while because of that.
Okay.
Here's why I get hesitant on commenting on stuff like that, because everyone said the same thing about Chadwick Boseman, and he had cancer and died.
Right.
Yeah.
And everyone was just making jokes.
Oh,
nonstop.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that leading up to it, they were speculating on him.
Well, nobody was speculating cancer. Everyone was just speculating, what's wrong with this guy? He needs to eat something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. You just don't really know what's going on with people, so you just hope for the best.
Right.
And he has a right for his health issues to be private.
Right.
Well, I mean, everybody does.
And also, I mean, clearly there's something shady that was going on, you know, with that whole, like, Hollywood situation, Diddy, and, like, when he was a teenager.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm
sure there are tons of stories.
He had some abuse issues there where he was the victim. It sure seems like it from afar without knowing anything. Sure seems like it. Cakes, Linkin Park, are they having trouble drawing fans? They originally scheduled to have a September 13th concert at Dodger Stadium. It's now been moved to the Intuit Dome due to low ticket sales. The former venue, Dodger Stadium, you know, has about 56,000 seats, while the new one only seats 18,000.
Well,
I thought
might have been aggressive to book Linkin Park without Chester Bennington in the Dodger Stadium in the first place.
I thought everybody liked the new female lead singer.
Well, I think they do, but do they like her enough to fill a baseball stadium? I don't know. That seems like a big ask.
Yeah. That's going to sound totally different.
Now,
by the way, the Intuit Dome, like you said, it holds 18,000 people. Like, there's no shame in headlining, like, a basketball arena.
No.
No, but when you're having a homecoming concert and you had plans to sell 50-some thousand tickets,
well,
it's kind of a...
When the ticket demand is soft, would you rather play to 15,000 people at Dodger Stadium and have it look empty, or 15,000?
No, it's better to do it.
It looks pretty packed,
of course,
in a hoops arena.
It's just embarrassing.
But if I'm getting relegated to the B-side of the venues...
Is there any way you can play? Emily Armstrong is the new singer, correct?
Correct.
Is there anything you can play with her singing? I haven't heard them.
No, we've played it before.
Let's play it again.
Yeah.
The sound was similar, just obviously a different voice.
I guess they're slashing
play
ticket
in the end,
prices.
But with Emily Armstrong.
And I don't know how much, like, what do you call it? The band that goes on before, Cakes.
The opening act
affects it, but Queens of the Stone Age is no longer going to be part of the bill, so maybe that also is impacting ticket sales. I don't know.
I can't imagine people buying tickets to go see Queens of the Stone Age.
Have a loyal base,
they do,
but
if I'm Linkin Park, I need to have a bigger opening band than Queens of the Stone Age personally.
So Linkin Park did release a new album with this chick Emily Armstrong in November of 2024. I think it's called From Zero is the name of the album. So if Valdez is looking for songs, I know we've played songs over the last year or so of her. You just don't remember, Jay.
But I want to hear in the end with Emily Armstrong.
Yeah. You want to hear her singing the OG hits.
Correct.
No, she sounds pretty freaking good.
I'm sure she does.
Although I've heard even dudes do Chester Bennington, and they sound pretty good too. There are some guys that are just freaking sick that can do that.
But the guy, the key to that band, Mike Shinoda. Is it Shinoda?
I think it's Shinoda, yeah.
Stud.
He's a genius.
Stud.
Did he write the lyrics?
I don't know. I'm sure he had a hand in it.
She's got kind of a deeper voice. Sounds pretty good.
Sounds very good.
Sounds really good.
I'm sure when you listen to her recorded version, sounds even better.
They're not all playing basketball arena still, though. I mean, they're playing Wembley Stadium in June. So, and that's one of the biggest stadiums
in the world.
One.
That's a pretty big room.
I think they're doing just fine. It might just be an L.A. show that's not doing great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. All right, so Sydney Sweeney, we've been talking about her for a while, Cakes. You know, Valdez and Drabby, they love those jugs. They're jugs guys.
Yeah, they're the only two.
they're saying now they know why she called it off with her former fiancé, businessman Jonathan DeVino. They've been engaged since 2022. They're dating since 2018. Cakes, you care to guess why they called off the wedding?
I'll go with irreconcilable differences.
No.
That old school one.
No, that's like a divorce thing.
Why they called it off? It would damage her film career.
You know what it sounds like? She just kind of was just kind of over it, not ready to settle down.
And
the pressure of putting the wedding together and everything made her feel like, according to a source, that things just weren't right. You know how you get a little uneasy maybe as you put everything together? You go, am I doing the right thing here?
Right.
Am I really marrying this dude? And so
cold feet.
Yeah. She got cold feet. And they said that she'd actually, they say she's not out of love, but she wants to work, and she wasn't necessarily gung-ho on getting married right now. And it seemed like it wasn't making sense. Like, why am I doing this if I'm not super motivated?
Got it.
So I don't know if she really is seeing that dude, Glenn Powell, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
That she's been photographed with recently. I think maybe they had a wedding.
Is Glenn Powell the actor from Twisters?
He is. That movie
Top
Gun, yeah.
Twisters. Very overrated.
That's what
Not
you said.
Nearly as good as the original.
Well, they were in a romantic comedy together.
That's correct.
A year or two ago.
Yeah, right.
Making out and all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Valdez, do you have some of this audio for American Idol? So I have to say I'm all in. You know me. I'm all in on it. Now, they're out of the audition stage.
Okay.
They're now into where they bring the big theater. They did it last night. They had 150 kids in there, and they got rid of half of them. Right there. One night.
Yeah.
Got rid of half of them. But there have been a few auditions that I guess some people have been impressed with. This one was a different song that they did. This is, I don't want to say what the song is. Can you just play it for me, Valdez? This kind of surprised the judges. This was it wasn't like a classic, like a Whitney Houston song or anything like that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've been waiting all day for a Sunday night. The tough get rough in a primetime fight.
All right.
It's more than a game. It's everything's right. That's why we're waiting all day for a Sunday night. All right, what a night. It's finally here. Sunday night football's kicking into high gear. The stars have arrived. Come on, get up and cheer. The NFL's best have come to play. It's just one thing left to say. Waiting all day for a Sunday night. The tough get rough in a primetime fight.
It's I don't even know which chick this was. I saw this. I can't remember her name, though.
I'm surprised that American Idol, that's a Fox property, would allow the NBC Sunday Night Football in America song to be played on their air.
You kind of forget.
Kind of surprising.
You kind of forget how, like, mega famous Carrie Underwood is.
Well, I mean, that song is a banger.
It is a banger, you have to say.
It is. I try never to hear it because I just want to sit down and watch the game. I don't need to see all
you don't
the,
like the opening.
I don't need all like the lead song. Up. I don't need the highlights and the montage. Give me the game, please.
No. I want to skip all the talking heads and just go to that song. Play the game.
No. Skip the song. Skip the setup. Give me the kickoff.
You guys actually ricked me about a year ago. We ranked the opening songs for NFL, and you guys ranked the song fourth.
And what were the others? The class, the original
Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football,
the original
Fox
one is
and
okay.
CBS.
I love that. What were the others?
Well, Fox and CBS.
What are they? I don't know. You have to remind me what they are.
Well, they're just instrumentals.
Well, there's Monday Night Football.
There's no lyrics
obviously.
In those.
These are iconic, too.
Here's
but
your NFL say, and
I do
Fox.
Love the Carrie Underwood. It's hard to compare.
Whoever wrote that is a freaking genius.
That is so
silly.
I don't know.
Well, doesn't Monday Night Football, didn't they have like Snoop Dogg and somebody else doing it this past year?
Well, they've gone through a lot of different variations the years.
Did they have Waylon Jennings for years? Was that Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football, I believe.
Yeah, but
no,
this is
Hank Williams.
Hank Williams.
Sorry,
I got my country stars mixed up.
This is the old school, like original Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Like to me, this is
Howard Cosell.
Iconic.
This is the one.
It's hard to compare with the Carrie Underwood because she's like singing and making a song.
Yeah,
I do like it, but it's not.
These
as
are
iconic
still much better.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean these are.
This is just more like.
I mean, Carrie Underwood's fine, but I don't need.
You hear this?
To sing
you think
this.
About highlights. I mean, growing up, when you'd have halftime. And they would do highlights of the other games. That was as much as you saw of the other games.
Oh, yeah. Who wrote this? Do you have...
Waylon Jennings.
I don't know the difference. Let's make some noise. Tonight we separate the men. So this is Hank Williams. Carrie Underwood greater than Hank Williams.
Little too cheesy.
We like it loud.
It's fine.
You know what?
It's fine. I remember Carrie Underwood way better.
Trying too hard. That's a classic example of trying too hard.
You guys are sleeping on the CBS college football intro.
Can you play it, Valdez? I'm definitely sleeping on it. I can't identify it right now.
You're just
if I hear
disrespecting
it,
all the college.
I know what it is.
Well,
it used to lead into all the SEC games.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is good, too.
It's spectacular.
I'll be honest, the fact that CBS now has Big Ten games instead of SEC games kind of tilts me. It kind of breaks me, Graf. Are you with me? You're shaking your head, too.
So with you.
Like, I need Vern and Gary when I hear this song.
When I hear this song, I need it to be Florida taking on Tennessee.
Yeah. I used to
love shouldn't
that.
Be Iowa taking on Wisconsin. It doesn't. I'm sorry.
Times are changing,
fit.
My friend.
It just doesn't fit. Change the music.
Mm-hmm.
That music belongs with an SEC game that kicks at like 4:30 on a Saturday afternoon.
Not some 3:30.
3:30. Sorry.
I'm with you, Jason.
Not some Big Ten game where there's snow all over the place. No, thank you. Get
whoever
that out of
composed
here.
Those,
they're just geniuses.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Those all those instrumentals destroy Carrie Underwood.
I don't know. I love the Carrie Underwood, but I
mean,
it's
she's
just
hot.
Different.
She's,
it's just totally different.
She's nice to look at, but I need all those other soundtracks.
Speaking of the SEC, during your commercial break film study, which is coming up in about 25 minutes, you'll be breaking down a quarterback from the SEC. Not going to tell you who that is yet. So that's coming up at 8:45. And at 9, we'll talk college hoops with Randolph Childress here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.